Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to Coco Caliente, mother and daughter production, where we talk about everything and nothing all at the same time. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Jenny. Okay, I guess I'm going to start today. I am 53. I had a great birthday week last week, and I did a little bit of something almost every day. So it was good, and mostly just with family.
Yeah. Yep.
It started off, and I can't remember everything I did. I was just trying to remember, and I'm like, oh gosh, I'm getting old. I can't even remember. But on Tuesday, I do know that Dave took me out to Rachel's for Taco Tuesday, and it was amazing. And I tried two different new margaritas, and they were both delicious. They have the best margaritas. You can't find a better margarita anywhere if you can. Prove me wrong, because
they use like fresh squeezed lime juice and stuff. I don't think you can really beat that.
Yeah, I don't think I have never seen or tasted a margarita like
everywhere
there.
Else.
And I'm not even a margarita drinker except for there, because that's how good their margaritas are. I do not go anywhere else and order them, because I've tried thinking they're going to taste like that, and they don't. They don't taste anything like that. So then
I
give up.
I was like, Mom, you have to try their margaritas there, because they're the best, and we get sugar, not salt on the rim. And that was like when you first started margaritas, I think. And then you'd order them other places. I'm like, Mom, they're just like normal ones that would come from a bottle, I think, pre-mixed margaritas. And Mom will
and
ask them, she'll go, are they, what's in your margarita? And they're like, oh, whatever in the margarita mix. And so then Mom knows.
Yeah, because I ordered it a couple times, and I'm like, no, this isn't a margarita. Like, yeah. It just tastes
totally
nothing
different.
Like that. So now I do not go anywhere and even try to order a margarita anymore, because I don't like them, and just crazy. And then on Wednesday, we went to the mall.
Oh, yeah, we did. We went to the mall. Me, Mom, and Arrow. We had the nicest guy. So at this mall, I know malls are kind of like fading out and stuff, but this mall is absolutely spectacular. It's called Somerset Mall if you live in Michigan. And it's it's so nice. It has so many stores. Every single store is full. So there's not like the empty buildings and stuff that you see that I see at other malls anyways. It kind of just brings back the whole nostalgia from being a kid and shopping at malls. So it's super fun. And we had the nicest guy. He like parked our car or whatever. What's it called?
Valet.
Oh, yeah. So they have valet parking there. And we just had the nicest guy. And he was like helping me get the stroller in and out. And it was just like so nice to see the younger guy. I talked to my mom on the way home. I'm like, he was like, I'm this 45-year-old woman and my child is the same age. I'm like, his mother raised him right, and going on and on. And
yeah, he was a super nice guy. And we decided to do the valet because we were just thinking, when we're carrying everything out and we have Arrow, and it was raining.
It's only $10.
Yeah, and it was raining that day too, and just trying to get everything out, and then just, we're down in the city.
A safety thing.
So we just, we decided to do it, and I was really happy that we did. And I was like, I knew Nicole was super excited to take me to the mall for my birthday, because she had wanted to buy me. There's an Apple store there, and she was keen on buying me, no matter what, going to buy me an Apple iWatch. So that's why we picked to go there. But I was pleasantly surprised. I thought I would just go there and be like, okay, go to the there and just not. I don't know. I just guess I think I'm out of my mall, you know,
phase,
era or yeah. phase, whatever. And but I had a really good time, and it was actually, I think, at first I started doing more shopping than Nicole yeah. did, and
I started seeing the old Jenny come back.
No, we went.
It was
fun. Did we go to first Nordstrom?
Yeah, we did.
And she was going to look at shoes or something. And then she's like, you should get, a, you know, and you guys all know I have a really hard time with shoes. And mm-hmm. last year she bought me some
Ugg boots.
And because I can't bend my ankle because of all the arthritis, she had to give them to my sister because I could not get my foot in them because my foot doesn't bend forward mm-hmm. and back at the ankle in order to bend to slide in. So there were so many different UGG options that were flat on the bottom and like lace up ones too, or else short ones. Mm-hmm. So I decided to try on a pair of lace ones and I ended up getting a pair. So that yeah, was exciting.
They're really cute and they're practical and she could walk really well in them and her ankle fit great.
Yes. And they were ties, so I didn't have to like move my foot in any awkward position in order to do it.
I do want to say, so I was never, ever an Ugg boot fan ever, like never gave them the time of day. I don't know. My mom didn't really raise me to be into the name brand stuff. I don't really like, as long we're more into the style, right, Mom? If it's right. cute, not where it's what the name is on it. So I was they're ugly, just like, because they just look weird. But then on Big Brother All-Stars, we got Ugg boots for a competition, and I started, like, wearing them. They sent them to my house, and I started wearing them in the winter, and I was like, oh, my God, these are, like, the softest. I didn't even have to wear socks with them sometimes, and they never stunk or anything. They were just so great and comfy, and I fell in love with them. So then I was like, okay, I think Mom needs these in her life, because they made my life a lot easier. And now I like totally think that they're cute. So isn't it weird how they change?
And like, even when I put them on my foot, I was like, oh, they're kind of like big in the front of the foot or wide. I said, so I don't honestly think they're the most attractive right. either, but she said they wear super nice, like, mm-hmm. and they don't look,
your feet are so warm
and they don't look yucky from the snow yeah, and exactly. all that kind of stuff. And that, so I just, you know, that was my first, I'm how old at 53. And this is my first pair of Ugg boots and mm-hmm. didn't buy them because
they're Uggs.
I bought them because she really likes them and she thinks that them too.
And I get them for Arrow now too. Cause like Arrow's Ugg boots from last year, they look so good. And so I just bought him a new pair this year that he'll wear, and then I'll sell them again. But they're like the best. You only need to get like that and then a winter boot and you're set.
Yep. So then we went into the iStore and I got, or Apple Store, and I got my.
I was like, wait, what's the iStore?
And I got my iWatch, which I'm really, really excited about.
Yeah, she loves it.
Yes, I do love it. And we can talk more about that in a few minutes. And then what else we do? We went into Victoria's Secret.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And I was just like, I don't really want to go in there. I haven't been in there since college.
I haven't been in there either.
It's been a really long time. And I did end up buying some bras and underwear. Believe it or not, I've been wearing breastfeeding sports bras for the last 2 years. And I said, okay. And then the bras I had before that are too small and they don't fit. So like my boob overflows the top. So I said, okay, I buy Arrow expensive stuff. I'm going to go buy myself some bras and underwear and not feel bad. So I did. And Mom found some cute jackets and sweatpants.
Yeah. Well, I got one pair of like jogger pants and a shirt. And it's funny because me and Nicole both picked out a shirt and I didn't know she picked out. We bought the exact same shirt in different colors. So that's kind of funny. And then I bought mm-hmm. a zip up jacket that was on clearance. Then I went up and it said like 59 or something on it. And then when I went to pay, it was 14 and I had bought the black one. And then I said to Nicole, oh, go grab me the green one too. There was mm-hmm. a green one in my size too. Cause for $14 and I can just throw it over top of a dress, or a tank top or whatever, but just a zip-up jacket. So, yeah, and I think that was about my spending for the day, wasn't it? I think all I got.
Yeah, you did it, like, right away. And then you were
and
done.
And then me and Arrow just, like, Nicole did some shopping, and me and Arrow mm-hmm. went and ventured over. They have a Sky Track that takes you to a whole nother side of the mall, mm-hmm. which we didn't go in any of the stores, me and Arrow. We just went and looked at all of the different stores that were there. It was nice. It was like really nice. And then
the only other store I went to in all that time it took forever was Free People, because I had like 12 returns.
Oh, no, we did go in one more store.
Where?
I bought Arrow an outfit.
Oh, yeah.
You bought Arrow some clothes and a really cute boutique.
Yeah, so that's a really big boutique. I saw it online. Like, it's, I saw there was an ambassador to a girl I follow. So they're a huge boutique.
And what's it called?
Janie and Jack.
Yeah, and it was really cute. There was, mm-hmm. there was really cute, like, sweater outfits, and I got Arrow something, and you got Arrow a couple things.
Oh, tell them about the, this is so weird. I was telling Vic, tell them about the cash versus credit card thing. I just can't wrap my brain around it.
Oh yeah. I went to pay for my outfit, for Arrow in that store in the boutique. And I handed her $100 bill and she said, I don't have any change. You know, she said, you have to either, if you're going to pay with cash, we would prefer card. And if you, you're not going to, if you have cash, you got to pay with the exact amount. And she said that somebody tried to pay with a big bill last week. And she went to, like, she said,
like
every store
stores.
In the mall that was close, and not one person could give her change. So she couldn't even, like, make her purchase because she couldn't find any change in
the
mall.
I do not understand that. Is that, like, for security purposes?
I don't know, because that's not, I said, where we live, people prefer cash. Like, now I'm
My
seeing,
dad says cash is king, and it is.
But everywhere we go now, like, I see you're paying more on your everything here for every restaurant.
It's like, it's a 3.99% upcharge if you use your card. So, like, cash is great for the business and for you because you're saving money. So, yeah.
Well, when Dave sees, is when the cash price or the credit card price, even if it's like $4 or $5, he's thinking, well, that's another beer. I'm going to pay cash, you know, for it in cash. But I didn't try in any of the other stores. I used a card mm-hmm. when I made my other purchases that day.
She saw like an alien. It was so, I was
looked
so
at me
shocked.
Like,
cause
yeah,
it's
she's
so
looking at me
here.
Like, what is going on? You know, and
like,
she's
I prefer,
like,
prefer cash. Like,
do you have
with
anything
my
else? Do you have anything yeah. else to pay with? I was like, huh? I'm like, you mean a card? And she's like, yes. And I'm like, yeah, I have a card. And she's like, thank you. Like, I stressed her right out mm-hmm. by giving her, like, even right down to the change, she would have wanted the exact amount. So that's just crazy. So I don't even know. Maybe they don't even go to the bank and deposit. Like, maybe they just don't even deal with cash, like, at all. Maybe she gets no cash purchases in a day, like, hardly, like, one every week or something, because she was telling me about the one the week before. So obviously it's not very often. And I think that would be a pretty busy store.
Yeah, I thought it was so weird.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
But we did. We had a great day that mm-hmm. day, and then we went and ate dinner on the way home.
Yeah.
And then on Thursday, which was my real birthday, I kind of just hung out at home most of the day.
You came over to my house and we made you breakfast.
Oh, yeah. I did come to Nicole's in the morning. I went and woke her up in the morning because she hadn't texted me yet. Happy birthday. And that's not like her because she's always up. So I went over there and they were actually still sleeping. Mm-hmm. I was like, jeepers, you're not up yet. You're up early every day. So, yeah, they made me breakfast and I came home and I just did a little bit of stuff at home, and then I made them all dinner, and I made meatballs and mashed potatoes and corn, and they all came over for dinner. And then we had a board meeting that night. So me and Dave left, and we had Nicole and Arrow made me a really nice triple layer birthday cake, mm-hmm. which was very good and huge, huge. If you saw the pictures. And so they sang me happy birthday. And then Friday, me and you went to Cass City for lunch.
Oh, yeah, we did.
And then we did something else that day. Oh, we went up to the farmer's market. We had just were getting ready. Me and Dave stayed the night at the camper on Friday night. And then Saturday, I went to dinner with all the kids. I worked the market by myself. Mm-hmm. Nicole worked another market. And then we all met for dinner.
Yeah.
So it was Sunday. I forgot to even write Sunday in here. I had a great time yesterday. I went to the Tigers game with my mom and Dave and my aunt, and we had a great time. We did that. That was a lot of fun.
Wait,
we had really good seats.
That was 2 days ago. I was like,
Sunday.
Yesterday. Sunday.
Yeah,
Okay, yeah. No, yeah, you had a good birthday.
So I had a really, just with my family, didn't do anything big with like, didn't do anything with my friends or anything like that, but just with my immediate family. But it was a really good week.
And a lot of people wished you happy birthday, I think.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. It was a nice birthday.
Good.
Yes. And thank you for all of your happy birthdays. And what was I going to tell this? I want to tell one funny Arrow story right away. I always call him a lot of names. Me and Nicole both do. And he's just funny. And when he wakes up or when he's really, really, really tired, he like kind of just, he has all that hair and he just scratches his head, like his hair, and his hair will be sticking up every which way, you know. And I can't even tell you how many times I've called him scratchy when he's scratching his hair before, and he's never said anything. But now, like, he thinks a lot more about things and he says stuff. And I said, "Come here, Scratchy." And he says, "That's not my name." And I said, "Oh, what's your name?" And he said, "My name's Arrow, or you can call me Boo Boo," which that was the first, and we call him Boo Boo all the time. But that was the first time that he ever said, "My name's Arrow, or you can call me Boo Boo." And
so
at least I'm glad that I know he loves the name Boo Boo,
yeah,
because he said that. And I started laughing. Then I was like, "Okay." And I said, "Oh, but what's wrong with Scratchy?" And he said, "Scratchy sounds like a stinky name." And I said, "What?" And he goes, "It sounds stinky, like scratch your butt." And we don't know where he got that from. We were just laughing. And then he started laughing because he knew he like made us laugh and he was funny. So he's like, "Yeah, like scratch your butt." And he's like imitating, like scratching. And we just could not stop laughing. So I know now I'm not supposed to call him Scratchy. And he loves Boo Boo. So
that is funny, though, because Scratchy doesn't sound like, it kind of gives like the vibes of, you know, like,
yeah, but that's so funny because how many times you've heard me say that to him a lot of times before.
Oh, you've been calling him that since he's been 6 months.
Because he just
scratch like, when I was like his nerve. When he would get tired, he'd scratch his head even before he'd sleep. And Mom goes, "Oh, Scratchy's scratching. It's time for a nap."
Yeah. That's how I always know it's time for his nap and stuff. And so, but now I'm not going to call him it anymore because he made a point to tell me that he does not like that it's a stinky name. So I don't know what in the last however long or how long he's thought it was a stinky name, but Scratchy is a stinky name. And he likes Boo Boo.
Well, that's good that you're going to respect that because you don't like when he calls you grandma. So you wouldn't want him to turn the tables on you.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean?
I know it's the only reason I don't like him to call me grandma is because he already gave me, when he does it, he corrects himself immediately.
Yeah, he does.
Because he calls my mom grandma.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't want him to call me grandma because I think he's got like a special name for everybody. So I want to just him not to, but I don't say anything. I don't even have to say anything. It's like today he did it. We were over my mom's house. So that's, she was taking him to give him some water or something. And he said, "Give the cat to grandma." And then he looked at me and he goes, "Mia." But he said it, you know.
He does that all the time. He calls me Mia on accident. And then he says, "Mama."
He like corrects it right away. Yeah. So like, now I was just thinking, I looked at Nicole. The reason she's probably saying that is because I looked at her when he said that, like, oh my gosh, I don't want to be called grandma because he's already has a special name for me. And I just want to keep my special name. That's the reason.
And it's also a really cute name. That's the thing. It's so much cuter than like,
because he says it. Because he says it's so cute. And if he accidentally calls me mama, that's like if he looks at me and like he forgets where he's at and he'll be like mama. And then he notices it's me. He goes, "Mama Mia." So then it's like,
"Mama Mia's cute."
So then he'll call me Mama Mia and start laughing because he accidentally said that. So he definitely corrects himself all the time.
Like, okay, so just real quick, this isn't a story or anything. Victor like was gone for 5 days or whatever it was, and he came home and he's just like, oh my gosh, he is so smart. Like he says, I know I say this every time, but he says full sentences now that you cannot get away with not knowing what he's feeling or what he wants, which is getting a little hard. Like, "No, mama, I do not want this. I want this." And it's like, shoot. Like, before I could say, "Just eat your eggs and your peanut butter toast." "No, mama, I only want to eat mac and cheese." And it's like, freaking A, like, I'm hearing you loud and clear. It's just so funny because today he did it to Victor, and he goes, man, there's no misunderstanding him these days, is there? I'm like, no, it's direct, what he wants.
Yes, he lets you know. And like, it's like before it was so easy, even if he told me he wanted mama, like I could distract him to whatever. But now he'll like keep telling me, and like I have to like convince him a good reason, like why his mom can't come over right now back to my house, or why something can't happen. But I love that two things that he did, like when we went out to eat when we went to eat for my birthday, Nicole wanted to take me to someplace really nice in the city, but I'm always the kind of person that I like to get close halfway home before we eat, just because it's easier and we don't have a 2-hour drive after that. So we were driving to Emily City, and on the way, Arrow was hungry, and Almont has the best ice cream. I think we said that before. And Arrow said, can you get me a baby shake? And we're like, sure. So we got him a vanilla shake. And so he drank like half of that before we got to the restaurant. And then we ordered his food or whatever, and he was eating. And he's never said this to us. He was sitting on my side, and he looks over the ice cream must have hit him all at once. And he said, my belly hurts. And me and Nicole were like, huh?
Oh my God, we both just like, I just like melted into my seat. Like
because he's never ever said nothing hurt or nothing didn't feel good before.
Made me so panicky.
And then he said it one more time, oh my belly. So then we both just kind of looked at each other, and we didn't like acknowledge it again, because we were both thinking it's probably just the ice cream or whatever.
I didn't want to give him extra attention and keep asking and have this become like a thing. So like, I'm like, if he tells me again, then.
But he never ever said it again that day. And it's like, I said, I'm actually really happy that he can
tell us.
This. And then the next day, when I was at his house the day of my birthday, he woke up and he was coughing a whole bunch, like just like kind of has a little bit of a cough right now, and he was coughing, and he looks at me and he says, it feels like real, he pointed from his neck all the way down to his chest, he goes, it feels like I'm eating spicy chips all the way down from here to here. Like he knew how to describe it, but that's like, he never really coughed before.
That's so good.
It hurt.
Yeah.
And that spicy chips must have a little burning when it goes down, because he always asks for spicy. He's like, can I have some of my daddy's spicy chips? So he said that when he coughed, it felt like he had a spicy chip from there to there. And I thought, what a smart way to say it, because I just like, whoa, because it really, if you think about it, when you cough and you cough hard, it does feel like burn.
Yeah, he doesn't know how
it's like a heartburnish kind of thing, and it must burn when he eats spicy chips. But anyways.
No, so it is really good. It's just like, where is my freaking baby? Full sentences. I mean, yeah, like my mom said, you have to have you can't just have like a poor excuse of where someone is. You better have it. Make sense on the time of day, detailed, whatever. It better be work hours if you say they're at work.
And he knows the minute it starts turning dark out, he knows that it is nighttime and he's supposed to be in his bed, and he will let you know like exactly. I mean, I'm not kidding you. He lets us know what's going on at all times, and he, you know.
Yeah. Kids are so funny. He's so freaking fun. My mom is not the best sleeper, and it kind of stresses me out, because that can lead to a lot of other things, not just like weight gain and mood issues, but like poor mental health and just not feeling good throughout the day. And it's linked to reduced white blood cell count if you don't get to 6 to 7 hours a night, which that's what protects your body against illnesses and diseases. You know, all the nurse in me is coming out. So yeah, it definitely stresses me out. So I am going to introduce you to Beam Dream. This is something that she is trying right now. I've heard so much good things about Beam's. It's called Beam's Dream Powder. It's a healthy hot cocoa for sleep. So today, my listeners, you guys can get a discount on Beam's Dream Powder and their best-selling healthy hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Now available in delicious flavors like cinnamon cocoa, chocolate peanut butter, mint chip, and better sleep has never tasted better. Dream is tested for high efficiency and formulated to ease your body into rest and support all four stages of the sleep cycle with no next day grogginess. Dream contains powerful all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, and so many other things to help you fall asleep and stay asleep and wake up feeling refreshed. You just mix Beam Dream into hot water or milk. You stir or you can froth it and enjoy before bedtime. So my mom is loving it so far. She's loving the taste and she's having good results. She'll update you in a couple weeks to see how it's going. So you can find out why Forbes and New York Times are all talking about Beam and why it's trusted by the world's top athletes and business professionals. If you want to try Beam's best-selling dream powder, get up to 40% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/COCO and use code COCOCOCO at checkout. That's BEAM.com/COCO and use code COCO for up to 40% off. Thank you. Anyways, we'll move on. I could talk about him all day.
Me too. And that's
the people are like, we're so freaking bored. We know he's smart.
So we did something exciting tonight.
We did. What'd we do, Mother?
Tell him.
You tell him. Because this is your project too. Like it's
both of our project.
Yeah.
We signed a lease on a building to open up a boutique store for a year. So we're going to do it for a year because we've been having a blast at Port Austin.
Yeah, we love it there.
And we need space. Like we literally cannot, now that the season's going to be ending there, we have to put our stuff somewhere.
And it's like we have fall and winter and stuff and we don't want to just like store it away and not be able to sell it. Right?
Yes. And we're still going to do the online thing, but the online is, this will be perfect though, because we can do our online orders, ship them right from there.
Yeah.
It's a big building. And the only thing that's tonight we went and measured to put in a new floor and decide what we're going to do for like the counter space and the wall. So it's going to be a project. It's going to be, we're going to have to take lots of pictures from the beginning to the end because it's, you know, and it's like we're renting. So we want to be careful. We want to be practical about how much money we put into the building, but yet the way Nicole wants to do it her way too. So it's going to be a little bit of
we're going to meet in the middle, I think. I mean, I'm definitely not going to do it how I would do it if I
owned it
because it's also scary. I mean, I almost quit my boutique a year or so ago because it's just a lot. But then all of a sudden it just like got really good, got really fun. And yeah, so I'm excited because my mom is she's going to love running it, I think. And she's used to that. She used to do that. An Arrow can go up there and he can hang out and play.
Yeah, it's a big space. It's a big space.
My grandma
for him to
like
play.
Lives kind of nearby. And so it's going to be really good, I think, for even my mom just getting out of the house, you know, and in the winter, our winters are so long and so dark. And I think we can make the space fun and do things with it. And I don't know. We're excited. And I mean, in a year, we'll reevaluate.
But hopefully we'll keep moving forward with it.
I mean, that's the goal. So.
Yeah. I mean, we're super, super excited. And I mean, I've just seen a lot, you know, I cannot believe, like Saturday, actually, when I ran the Port Austin market by myself. And we have a lot of repeat customers. I'm not going to fib you. Like a lot of people who were there the week before, they just come up and they're saying, I got this here. And they already want to know about different sizes and different, like, I didn't even tell you, like 5-year-old girls, twins, specific. They're like, are you going to have stuff for this? Are you going to have winter clothes? Do you have this? They're sad that we're not going to be there. And they're like, how much longer does this go on? And we come here every week. And so I told them all that we were going to be having a store and like the online store will be really, what's it called?
Updated, accurate. The inventory will be correct.
And they're super excited, you know, so I don't know. And everybody I'm talking to about it, like, strangers, not even people I know, and they're all super excited. So I'm really excited.
I told Lacey does my nails, and I was talking about it with her, and she was kind of like, how's it going and stuff. And I said, honestly, like, I feel so supported by the people that come to Port Austin. She's like, is it new people? Is it repeat people? It's both. And I get so many compliments. Like, I just feel so good when I leave that space. And so I'm hoping that I'm not too local to where I still can bring in people that are excited about this.
Yeah,
you know?
They do. They do. Like, they'll tell me over and over, I love your stuff. I'm like, my daughter does it all. My daughter picks it out. My daughter does this.
But my mom's going to be picking out stuff for the store. So that way there's two different styles.
But I mean, she does get a lot. You know, they give me tell her she does a great job. I love this. I, you know, so it is. It's really nice. And we're hoping to add a few different departments, more departments, which we'll talk about later to the store. But Actually, yes, we're super
excited. We'll have
men's,
women's, and kids for sure.
Yes, for sure. And, you know, and we'll try to like
fun
also...
stocking stuffers and all that good stuff. I ordered some last night. My mom doesn't know.
I don't want her ordering anything else yet because I want everything shipped there as soon as we get the floor in, because the boxes come to her house. And like, even when we take them to Port Austin, it's just a lot of heavy lifting.
No, it is.
And so I'm super, super excited about it.
I want my mom to be like, I honestly want you to be like the CEO, because I want you to have to like, I know I said this before with my personal stuff, but I want you to be approve it, because sometimes I get a little too excited and buy a little too much, or the price point is just bizarre. You know, like it's
well, me and her have little arguments. Like I could already tell on the way back from signing the lease today, like on the way back, a couple of things, like ideas that I want to do and ideas that she wants to do. And like, of course, hers are more expensive and mine are a little bit more practical. So we definitely got to meet in the middle there, just
mine
because
are not that expensive.
We'll get prices and we'll see. But as long as it's stuff that she can take with her, you know, I just like I said, when you're renting a building is different than if you're, I'm going to be different with how I feel about it, because, you know, it isn't hers, and I don't, you know, say she decides in a year to move her boutique somewhere else. I want it to be stuff that we can take with us, not
I agree
besides
with
the floor, of course.
I agree with that. It's just, we'll start with the floor and we'll go from there.
Right.
Like I would prefer something if real expensive, but I don't even want that because it doesn't seem practical. I'm trying to be practical.
She'll be practical.
We'll meet in the middle. Well, my dad says, just get Carfit. I said, Dad, and
no,
I'm arguing
and I,
with him.
None of us, all of us said no.
The really, like, the thin Carfit or whatever. I'm like, Dad, no.
Arrow's going to be rolling. Arrow loves to, like, go lay on the floor and look up. I'm like, Dave, it has to be something we can mop and clean up. We can't just be doing carpet. We live in Michigan winters. I don't know what he's even thinking, because we don't even have carpet in our house.
He wouldn't do that. If he had a store, he would not even do that.
No, he wouldn't.
So why he's... Like, that's just what's, I'm just like, get me out of this car.
But I think because there's carpet in there now, and that's what we have to rip up, is like the old flat carpet. So he's thinking, why not just put in the same thing? Because that probably was in there 20 years, but it looks like it was in there 20 years, you know, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I just, yeah, I'm going to meet in the middle and we'll take you along for the journey. We'll give you guys updates.
Yes.
We're excited. And if you're local, well, we would just love to see you there.
Yes, we will. And we will let you know. We are crossing our fingers and hoping to be open like before, like in the middle of November. That's like my goal. Is that yours?
Now that you said it out loud, it's out there. We better get our butts moving. That is our goal.
You know, I want to be there for Christmas shopping and all that stuff.
Yeah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
And I had a full-blown panic attack last Saturday. Mm-hmm. So, and I feel like such a baby now. And Dave is the other one that called me out. Everybody else was like, let me be a baby. But Dave actually called me out on it. He's like, Jenny, you act like you're the only person that ever got stung by a bee. But what it was I was
first
working the market.
Yes, start from the beginning.
I'm working the market, and I'm just, there's so many bees up there. Is there not, Nicole?
Yeah, but I don't get it.
And anyways, they're just like, they come at you and they kind of like attack, and
they're not the honeybees.
No, you're constantly, I don't even, they,
they're
somebody
hornets.
Said they're like,
or something,
yellow
jackets.
Yes. Yellow jackets. And I actually took a picture of the, something online. So I want to show you that and ask you if those were what they are. And they said they come down to sting.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, they're constantly like, I don't even drink there or ever eat there the whole time I'm there. Because I don't want them anywhere near me. Like, I'll have a bottle of water because I can just take the cap off. Mm-hmm. But besides that, I don't have anything because I don't want them by me because there's so many of them. And so we're there and they were bad again. And I didn't even have water there. I had nothing. First of all, Dave went home. I had no vehicle. I'm there by myself.
You were premeditating your panic attack.
I was there all by myself. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden there, I have like 20 customers. I'm just sitting there bagging somebody's stuff and a bee just come down and just stung me in the hand, like just landed on me and stung me. Same time, a gentleman that's standing to the left of me, a bee did to him too. And he like hollered and I hollered. We're both like, what the heck? Like, I don't know if somebody else swatted at something and they just came and stung us both in the hand right there. Immediately my hand turned like, I got like the circle on it and like a gouge, like beet red. And it just started swelling. My hand just started swelling. I was like, I got up and I walked to the place next to me and I said, do you have some ice? Cause they sell drinks. They gave me some ice. I'm putting ice on it. And then my mouth was dry because I had not drank anything all day. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm having an allergic reaction. Mm-hmm. And so I immediately was like, I didn't know what to do. Anyways, I panicked.
She called me and she said, I'm having a full-blown panic attack right now. And I'm like, why? What happened? She's like, I got stung. My throat feels weird. I'm like, how long ago? She's like, a couple minutes ago. I was like, okay, well, the anaphylactic would have already happened. You are fine, but like, let me see what I can get for help because I know panic attacks. There's nothing rational is going to stop you from having a panic attack. Like, it doesn't help. So then I hung up and I called my brother and then I called my dad and then I ended up sending Victor up there because he was at the market with me.
He didn't get there till an hour and a half after it happened and neither did Dave. They both got there at the same time and they were both... Well, everybody was driving.
No, Vic drove really fast.
And everybody was like, I realized I was fine, but the market master was wonderful. She ran and got me some
Claritin,
non-drowsy. And then I never take medicine. So then I was worried I'm going to be allergic to the medicine.
And I'm only laughing because I am exactly the same. And I'm a product of my mother.
I walked across to one of the other stands and I had asked them if they have some water. At that point, because I didn't even have any water and my mouth was so dry.
Did they?
So I just bought a tea from her or whatever. But her husband was standing right there and he said he got stung there the last week. And he said, I'm not even allergic to them things. And it came down on me and I was puking and I ended up in the hospital, I was
so
like,
that really
and he said his throat was swollen up and everything. I'm like, well, I feel like mine is too. So yes, that set me off like 10 times worse. I'm like, what is going on here? Mm-hmm. But anyways, I was fine. I survived, but.
So me talking her through it, okay, because I also get panicky. I'm trying to call her. She mutes my calls and texts me. I'm just focusing on breathing right now. And I'm like, Vic, go now because
I had a lot. It happened
so
at like 11
for
o'clock.
Me too.
And 11 to 1 is when the market is when the market's the craziest. And I'm not even going to kid you. These customers were so sweet. Every single one was like, oh, I'm a nurse. I swear they're all nurse or they're in the medical field. Let me look in your mouth. Let me this. They were so nice.
And they were like, you look good.
And they looked at my hand. They said, you're good.
Mom,
but
you
still...
didn't tell me any of this. I was stressing. I was about to leave my booth.
Because Jesse and Dave kept calling me. So I had to keep muting my phone because I'm trying to talk to these people, ring up their purchases.
I was so mad at my brother and my dad because they didn't immediately jump in the car and go.
But it was worse when they were calling me, so I wish you wouldn't have told everybody to call me. I just wanted to call you just so you knew. And I think it's because I knew I couldn't leave. I had no car,
yes.
And everything was there. And I had to go to the bathroom. And so I left all the customers, and I just went into the bathroom and came back twice because good thing it wasn't too very far. But
you
I didn't
hate
know what
not
to
having
do.
A car because you talked about me, you, and Arrow getting dropped off up there once, and you're like, we won't have a car if something happens. And that's just like a part of like having anxiety and panic attacks is because you just like think of that. Because sometimes you do need a car. So that probably made it way worse.
Yeah, I couldn't.
And mom texted me, she's like, I'm up here all alone. I felt so guilty. I was like, this is bull crap. And so then I was having customers at my place and they probably think I'm so rude. I'm on my phone, like trying to call and ignoring them. And I just say to them, hey, I'm really sorry. My mom got stung by a bee. She's panicking. I don't know if she's allergic. I just got to take care of this. So they're just like,
and I think the reason I was so weirded out, I haven't been stung in like 20 years. And the last time it was when I was in a voting line one time and it was must've been a big election. And it was all the way outside and it went to inside and I had to wait a long time. And Ubley doesn't have very many people. So it was something big going on. I can't remember what, but I got stung in the hand also then. And my whole arm was like in hives by the time up to my shoulder by the time I went in to vote. It was like, oh my gosh, I'm having an allergic reaction. I always read it gets worse the second every time you get stung. But like I said, you got to be stung by the same things. And obviously this was probably something different. And I am totally fine. But yeah, I
like think everything, Victor?
All the wheels went into motion. And and so I didn't act crazy, just so you know, in front of the customers, because.
No, I know you didn't. You act, so when she is in a panic attack, she's completely different. I'm pouring water on my face, laying on the ground, acting like this is my life is about to be over. And my mom just gets really quiet and calm and just like focuses on one thing. It's a completely different reaction to panic attacks.
Yeah. So I wasn't acting like nothing. Like I just
if
was
anything,
but,
quiet. Probably.
But then they would look at me and I would smile and I'd say, oh, sorry, I just got stung by a bee. And they're like, oh, where? Let me see. You know, then they would be like more hyper than me. And I'll be like, no, I'm good. You know, it was just so funny because, but anyway, so I haven't had like a panic attack in a long,
but your
long
panic
time.
Attack, it, you knew exactly what it came from. And so those are easy to, I mean, I'm happy.
Once I get there and there was wheels there and I knew I could leave.
Yeah. Victor sent me a picture of you and Dad sitting there. He goes, everything looks totally fine. Do you know that Victor told me, just call 911. They'll come get your mom in case she's allergic. He was going to call 911.
Oh,
you had me
she's,
so
they're
worried.
They're all so crazy. They're like,
I'd rather
they're all
be
crazy.
Safe
they
than
just,
sorry.
I just like to let somebody know what's going on so they can check on me, but not to make it so I can't concentrate
mom,
on anything else.
If I called you, if Jesse or I called you, hey, we're at a party. I'm really drunk. I just want you to know we're really drunk, but I'm not going to answer my phone now. I'm going to keep muting you. Like, you'd be so pissed.
Well, you know I have to wait on people.
I know, but I was just worried that I didn't know what was going on. Anyway, since she had two phones, she's messaging me from one to the other. I'm like, holy crap.
Well, because I had to use one to bring, I was ringing people up.
I didn't
up,
even
left
see
right.
your sting. It must have been gone by the time we went to dinner, right?
It's still there, right there.
Oh, dang. And does it hurt really bad?
Oh, but then can I tell them about my thing? If I would have had this with me, I think I would have felt so much better. There's this, I bought this earlier in the summer and you put your, and I, it was in the camper. That's why I was bummed out too, because I have nobody there. And if somebody could have grabbed this for me, but I got to use it 2 hours later after we cleaned up and got there. But it's a thing, you put it on top wherever you got stung or bit and it suctions. Like you push it down till it gets tight. You leave it on like 20 seconds and you pull it out and it pulls like the venom or the sting or whatever out. And I had like a huge red welt. And I did it like 4 times when I got back to the camper. And then I had nothing but a little poke, like what you can still see now. And it took it like totally changed. So I'm actually going to get a, they come in, I only bought a pack of 2, but I think I'm going to get like a pack of 6 or 8 and like make sure the kids have them and put one in each vehicle. Because I think if I would have used it immediately, I wouldn't have, my hand wouldn't have even swelled up.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't have took medicine.
I don't think. Because I think it would have pulled everything right out. So
then,
those are really cool.
Then she calls me and she goes, I'm feeling really weird again, but I think it's the medicine. I'm reading it online. I'm like, oh my God. I said, yes, Mom, just so you know, Benadryl makes me feel super weird and my Aunt Tiffany. So probably makes, it's Claritin, but something similar. I'm like, you probably do feel weird. And I'm like, she goes, now I'm worried about the medicine. I'm
well, like, I had 4 of the 6 symptoms of reacting to the medicine, but I was like, okay, it's not serious. It just says this is mild and this
so do
medium.
You think you did have a reaction to that to the medicine?
Yeah, I don't think it was
I don't think it was
the bee sting anymore. I think it was literally the medicine, because I started getting like super dizzy and like and it wasn't the anxiety part, because it was a half an hour after I took the medicine when I was already calmed down. And
that
like,
stuff makes us feel
and I was
so
and I got
weird.
So tired, and it was supposed to be non-drowsy, but it says if you have a reaction, it will make you tired. And I like couldn't keep my eyes open when I went back into the camper. I wanted to take a nap, but I didn't get to, but I was like really, really tired.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know, I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
I want to talk a little bit Big Brother, though.
Go for it.
You haven't watched or anything yet. And I read up all the time and I've been watching on Thursdays, but this has been an exciting week. I'm reading and I'm very excited about Cameron won. And like, none of this is who I like in when I talk about the people, because I honestly still don't know who I'm rooting for. I think I'm still rooting for America. And I think that Mimi, she's never mentioned in anything. So, I mean, maybe I'm rooting for her too, because she's laying so low. I don't know who I'm totally rooting for yet. It's just, I love when exciting things happen and Cameron actually put up the people that are running the house. And that was really exciting. Yes.
What did he put up?
He put up Izzy and,
not
Felicia.
Okay.
But he was gonna, Jared won the thing,
POV.
But if somebody else would have won, I think Felicia was coming down and Siri, that's how you say her name, right? Siri was going up, but he should have, if he was going for it. He thinks Jared is the only, his real bad read is, he's actually got a good read on the house right now. Mm-hmm. His bad read is with Jared. For some reason, he thinks that Jared is on his side, which of course he doesn't know that
they're
mother and son. Yeah. And so that's his only really super, super bad read. But the best thing about what he did this week is he fibbed. He actually told two people they were going up, and he waited until then, and he did it all on his own. He even said online, I'm not telling the DR what I'm doing. I'm not telling nobody what I'm doing. And he did it all on his own.
That's so weird. You usually have to tell the DR.
Well, maybe he did. He said in the live feeds like that he was not going to. And he's not telling anybody his plans. He's not letting nobody talk him out of anything. He's just doing what he wants to do. And so it's been a very, very interesting week. But he really wants Izzy to go. And the house is working behind his back right now and going to keep Izzy at this point. Mm. But I think he might get it turned around. I don't know. This is Tuesday.
Does he have any allies?
Oh, like America's trying with him now, mm-hmm. but he doesn't believe her. America's got 100% almost good reads right now from what I'm reading. Mm-hmm. And she's breaking him down a little bit. But besides that, no, he's got Bowie Jane maybe. Or is that? He doesn't have too many people.
Well, so somebody that's running the house is going home, because there's two of them up.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's that. Yeah, that's it. It's that one of the three, you know. But I'm honestly hoping Izzy goes. Still, like that, they can convince and get Izzy out of there. So, and then, you know, go from there. I don't know. It's kind of exciting. It's been exciting because nobody knows what's going on in anybody's head right now, and it's just been kind of a fun,
fun thing.
And Siri, from what I got to watch, Siri, they did a punishment thing. And so she was locked up with Felicia all the time, all the way up until like the veto and stuff. So she couldn't even talk game talk to Izzy. Mm. And Izzy is going crazy in the house because she can't talk to her. And like Jared can't talk to his mom. So Jared was running and talking all kinds of stuff to all kinds of people and stuff. So it actually was kind of like a crazy week. And like I said, I just like to see a good game of Big Brother right now. I'm not rooting for any specific person or rooting against any specific person. I'm kind of rooting for some great gameplay, some strategic, great old-fashioned gameplay is what I'm rooting for right now. And because just, you know, I'm not invested, you know, totally, but it is pretty exciting. And I can't wait to watch on Thursday.
That's good.
I feel like I'm trying to see. I have all the stuff that I wrote down. To talk about. Oh, I wanted to talk about an iWatch. So I love that Nicole got me an iWatch, and she said she got it so she knows that I start walking more. So she can sync mine and hers.
For a lot of reasons.
You know, and getting my exercise. And I actually love it because I don't have it on right now. Here I'm saying this, and I didn't put it on today. But I don't know. I just love it. But anyways, I want to know, for you faithful iWatch,
or is it an Apple Watch or iWatch? I don't even know what it's called.
But what's the question you want to ask?
Oh, okay. So, like for your steps, Someone said that if you just like are moving your arms, they count as steps. And that's like super disappointing because I want an accurate read on my steps. We have the newest version with the, I don't know which one it is, but it's the most sensitive sensors because they're both like health watches. So if you have that one and you have any input on that, or if you know how to like fix that, let us know. I don't think mine does it too much. I really waved my arms for a long time and it gave me 5 steps. So that's not very much, but it's still not 100% accurate.
And I just want to know, because my exercise and my, since I've been using it, my steps are not bad. So I just want to
make sure. No, your steps are almost so too high.
That's why I want to know. I feel like they're too high for what mm-hmm. I'm doing. So that's why I want to know, like, what, you know, what.
But what are you doing with your
arms?
And
I use the thing, I put it on my left hand, and I use my left hand way more less than I use my right hand. So yeah. I want to know what I'm doing, or if that's just really how many steps I'm getting. I don't know.
Yeah, because Ashley said when you sat down for dinner and left, you got 1,000 steps. You walked around a little, but I don't know if you walked around.
No, not 1,000.
That's what she said.
100 or something.
No, she said 1,000.
I did not get 1,000 steps. I only had like 4,700 for the whole day.
Oh.
So no, not. Yeah, I went and they were laughing.
You definitely
they were
did
laughing because we were eating outside, and I said, "Oh, I'm going to go take a little bit of a stroll so I can get my exercise up on my iWatch." They started laughing. They're like, "Oh, Jesse's like, that's the best gift for mom."
You actually think about it when you're wearing it.
Yeah, then I didn't wear it today, and I'm not thinking about it. I didn't.
Some days when I know I'm going to be lazy, I don't wear it. Is that bad? But usually I always wear it Monday through Friday, and then sometimes I take Saturday or Sunday off.
I'm going to go charge mine right when we get off the phone or off of the podcast. It feels like I'm on the phone. Feels like I'm on the phone with all my friends right now.
Yeah, it does. Okay, so something I'm going to start doing next week is at the end of the episodes, I'm going to have a couple tokens of knowledge or something that they can take with them. So then I feel better about them listening to our nonsense to make their life better. Do you know what I mean?
That's a great idea.
Okay, yeah. So remind me next week. I'm going to start that.
Already.
Like 2 things at least.
Okay.
All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We appreciate you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.